October 1914 Value and Effects of the Hour of the Passion. I was writing The Hours of the Passion and I thought to myself, how many sacrifices in order to write these blessed hours of the Passion, especially to put on paper certain interior acts which had passed only between me and Jesus. What reward will he give to me? Letting me hear his tender and sweet voice, Jesus told me, my daughter, as a reward for having written the hours of my passion, for each word you have written, I will give you a kiss, a soul. And I, my love, this is for me. And what will you give to those who will do them? And Jesus, if they do them together with me and with my own will, I will give them a soul for each word they will recite, because the greater or lesser effectiveness of these hour of my passion is in the greater or lesser union that they have with me. In doing them with my will, the creature hides inside my volition. And since it is my volition that is acting, I can produce all the goods I want, even through one single word. This, for each time you will do them. Another time I was lamenting with Jesus because, after so many sacrifices to write these hours of the Passion, very few were the souls who were doing them. And he, my daughter, do not lament. Even if there was only one, you should be happy. Wouldn't I have suffered all my passion even to save only one soul? The same for you. One should never omit good only because few benefit from it. All the harm is for those who do not take advantage of it. Just as my passion made my humanity acquire the merit as if all were being saved, although not all are saved since my will was to save everyone, and I received merit according to what I wanted, not according to the profit which creatures would have drawn, the same is for you, you will be rewarded depending on whether your will identified itself with mine, wanting to benefit all. All the evil remains to those who, although being able to, do not do it. These hours are the most precious of all, because they are nothing other than the repetition of what I did in the course of my mortal life, and what I continue to do in the most blessed sacrament. When I hear these hours of my passion, I hear my own voice, my own prayers. In that soul I see my will, that is, wanting good for everyone and wanting to repair for all, and I feel moved to dwell in her, in order to do whatever she does within her. Oh, how I would love that even one single soul for each town did these hours of my passion. I would hear myself in every town, and my justice, greatly indignant during these times, would remain partly appeased. I add that one day I was doing the hour in which the Celestial Mama gave burial to Jesus, and I followed her closely to keep her company in her bitter desolation in order to offer her my compassion. I didn't usually do this hour, only sometimes. So I was debating on whether I had to do it or not. Blessed Jesus, O love, and as if he was begging me, told me, my daughter, I don't want you to neglect it. You will do it for love of me, and in honor of my mama. Know that each time you do it, my mama feels as if she were personally repeating her life upon earth, and therefore repeating that glory and love which she gave me on earth. I too feel as if my mama were on earth again, her maternal tenderness, her love and all the glory that she gave me. So, I will consider you as a mother. Then, he hugged me and I heard him saying to me, very quietly, my mama, mama. And he whispered to me all that sweet mama did and suffered in this hour. And I followed her. Since then, I never skipped it again, helped by his grace.